Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Pastor Mike, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Tuesday, 29th of November, 2022, from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the Isle of Man and background to that news and sport, business, Sea-Watch, travel updates, the newsmakers in person. And tonight, a two-day teacher strike starts tomorrow. Two ex-MHKs get a £68,000 payout. A Balasala company behind the groundbreaking genetic disorder cure. Almost £2 million in new firefighting vehicles and living with black mole.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, the update news headlines. Faster Mai, Siobhan Fletcher.
Faster Mai. The Isle of Man's High Bailiff has described the death of an inmate at the prison as unfortunate, saying it's caused distress to prisoners and those caring for them. Jane Hughes made the comments during a sitting of her court at Douglas Courthouse today. Members of the NASUWT union will walk out tomorrow and Thursday in a dispute over paying conditions. Several island schools are asking numerous year groups to stay at home. Two former MHKs have been awarded almost £34,000 each after a tribunal found they were discriminated against by Treasury, and the Bowling Green pub on Derby Road in Douglas will close its doors for the final time on Friday. Oakles Inns has blamed extremely difficult trading conditions for the decision. Further afield, an investigation found mistakes at a COVID testing lab in Wolverhampton may have led to the deaths of around 20 people. England go into their World Cup clash with Wales tonight, knowing they just need a point to guarantee their place in the last 16. A man has been arrested in connection with the deaths of at least 27 people who drowned trying to cross the Channel in a dinghy last year. And so many people filed past the Queen's coffin during her lying in state that it damaged the stone floor of Westminster Hall. There are your headlines, news at 6.
Man Benham. Contact us by phone, video call, email or face to face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, thank you, Siobhan. Nice and quiet in the North Irish Sea. No wind warning in operation. State of sea is smooth or slight and moderate overnight. The matrix signs are showing fog on the mountain road. It's going to be dry this evening with clear periods overnight. A moderate southeasterly breeze down to 7 degrees Celsius. For tomorrow, Wednesday, Ukraine dry with sunny intervals, a light to moderate southeasterly, daytime maximum 10, light rain will arrive late evening or overnight, the overnight minimum 9, so a wet start to Thursday morning, which will quickly dry up and clear, then dry and partially cloudy through the day, up to 12 Celsius. Tide on the way out, low water 7 minutes to 10 tonight, high tide 2 minutes to 4 a.m., sunrise 12 minutes past 8 tomorrow morning, and the morning low tide, 24 minutes past 10.
If you have failed glazing units, speak to the team at Manx Glass and Glazing. Call 674-573.
Well, it's finally here. Island schools are bracing themselves for 2 days of strike action from the NASUWT members tomorrow and Thursday. But how far-reaching will the impact be? Education, Sport and Culture Minister Julie Edge was questioned on the subject in the House of Keys today.
We will all be aware that some schools have had to ask students not to attend school on both the 30th of November and the 1st of December. This is a last resort, and this decision has been made by individual headteachers, as they have felt they will not be able to safely accommodate all students within the school.
Thank you for the question, Mr. Morehouse.
Is something in place to ensure that our children actually have a meal tomorrow and Thursday, if they're on free school meals?
Appropriate provision is being made for children receiving free school meals, but this will look different depending on the school setting.
Another question, Mr. Glover.
Stanley, question of is slightly an overreaction at the closure of parts of the schools. In secondary schools, how many staff are potentially then walking out tomorrow?
As I've stated previously, we do not know. The union does not have
potentially.
To. Potentially, within our secondary schools, there's probably a staffing in Ballacommune of 200. It could be 50% of that staff. We have other staff in our schools. We have support staff. We have many staff in our schools. This is purely one union and one teaching union, the NASUWT. And with regards to overreaction, I want our children safe, and the head teachers have made this decision. Unfortunately, this first 2 days is an unknown to all of us. We will probably have a better idea after first day tomorrow as to how many are taking part.
Dr. Hayward.
I wonder if the ministers could comment on the fact that years 7, 8, 9 and 10 are all sent home on a blanket stay at home. Has any risk assessment been made for individual children within those school years about whether they have a safe place to be while they are not in school?
The head teachers are responsible for communicating and ensuring that the students are made aware of the circumstances being sent home.
Seven new off-road firefighting vehicles costing almost £1.2 million have entered service on the Isle of Man. The vehicles, six of which are equipped with standard firefighting equipment and one of which is a specialist rescue vehicle, will replace the existing fleet, some of which are almost 30 years old. The interim chief fire officer is Mark Christian.
So these vehicles have replaced what was called a Pinscower, a 6x6 off-road vehicle. These are 4x4, these vehicles. But what this gives us, a lot more space. So just from what the operational crews will see, so the space in the operational cab, what we expect operational crews to carry now, so they carry a lot more PPE. So again, that's reflected with the space they've got in the cab. And then in the back, where all the clever bits are, so things like water capacity, so that's gone up from 200 litres up to 800 litres. And obviously the nature where these vehicles will work, off-road in difficult terrain, we're always short of water. So that was a big driver of the project to try and maximise the amount of water. But also the pump technology. So there's three parts of the pump on here. So there's a low high pressure pump. So that means this vehicle is very versatile, can operate on outdoor fires in difficult terrains, but also can operate and go to house fires and things like that, which the previous vehicle couldn't do. And also it's got another pump, which is an ultra high pressure pump that works at 200 bar, which is a little bit like a jet wash, really, high powered jet wash. And that's for going to sort of wildfires, firing into things like gorse and that, and trying to get down into the ground. So, some of the technology advances we put into this vehicle certainly exceed what was in the previous vehicle.
This is the most listened to Isle of Man news source. And Manx Radio's Update is the Isle of Man's most downloaded news podcast.
Faster Mike, good evening. 23 minutes before 6. Two former MHKs will receive a payout of almost £34,000 each after proving they were the subjects of age discrimination at the hands of the Treasury. The story from Sean Cowper.
Martin Perkins and Geoffrey Boot both lost their seats at last year's House of Keys general election. But because both are over the age of 60, they were told they weren't eligible for a resettlement payment given to others who weren't voted back in. At an employment and equality tribunal last month, both argued that this was a breach of the Equality Act. While Treasury's legal representative admitted the scheme was discriminatory, Anna Healy also argued that a tribunal wasn't the place to debate the law and that Treasury was bound to follow the scheme. However, the former politicians insisted the Equality Act must supersede the rules of the resettlement grants and that they had raised concerns about this prior to the election. In its findings, the tribunal agreed that the pair had established that they'd suffered direct discrimination, awarding them £33,778.50 in compensation, the same amount they'd have been entitled to had they received the resettlement payment. The scheme has since been updated, with Tynwald approving a number of changes in October, including removing the age restrictions.
A Ballasalla company is preparing to manufacture a groundbreaking product which it claims can cure some genetic disorders. Astrea Bioseparations is creating a cell and gene therapy solution that can be used by the pharmaceutical industry to support the development of next-generation therapeutics. Operations director is Chris Brown, and he says one dose could have a big impact.
When someone has a genetic disorder, they can't make a particular protein or an enzyme in the body. So you correct the genome that makes the protein or enzyme or whatever the person's deficient in. You then inject people with that, and it puts the genome into the body's cells, and you actually train your body to start to make its own medicine.
What are some of the genetic disorders that can be cured through this?
Anything from kind of Alzheimer's, cancers, any kind of deficiency in a protein or an enzyme that your body doesn't have. The list is huge. This Lentahero is a way to purify the lentivirus, the delivery system of the genome into the body.
How will this benefit the island?
Growth. We are already expanding our existing portfolio of products. Over this year, we've doubled our volumes. We made twice as much as we made last year. We've had to recruit more people this year to achieve that. We're building a new plant, and we've got plans to build one after that as well. So our new fiber-based products increase the manufacturing rate in the pharmaceutical plants, so you can make more in a shorter amount of time. The purity is better because you get less damage of a finished item. So imagine a child that's got a genetic disorder. His future is, you know, uncertain. You can cure that, but the price tag is £1 million for a dose. What our product does is it brings that cost right down. 80% of that cost is in the purification part. If we can make this faster, we can make this purer, then we bring that cost right down, which means it's more affordable for the NHS and for hospitals to be able to buy this and be able to give it to somebody. So it makes it more available for people to benefit from it.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
19 minutes to 6. Motorship Ben McCree departed Heesham at 7 minutes past 2. She's slowly going astern onto the link span in the harbour at the moment. Departing this evening at 7:45. Arriving in Heesham at 11:30. The overnight departure's 2:15. Back to Douglas at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. And tomorrow morning's departure, 8:45. Ben McCree to Heesham.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
Douglas Council says it's pleased to see how residents are adapting to fortnightly bin collections despite criticism of the changes. The story from Rhiann Evans.
Douglas North MHK David Ashford wrote to the leader of Douglas Council stating those living in the island's capital are upset, angry and distressed by the recent changes. He says the current curbside recycling scheme doesn't go far enough.
What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to start a debate to actually get policy re-looked at, because when the curbside collection scheme came in, initially it was a 3-year trial funded by central government in early 2008. And the scheme was actually designed to complement the existing waste service. It wasn't designed to replace it. What we're trying to do here is we're taking a curbside collection scheme and we're trying to operate it as a replacement for waste collection, and it just isn't working.
Councillor Claire Wells has since responded. She said, "You state the policy is not working, and I would challenge this assertion. We spend a disproportionate amount of time dealing with those residents who are opposed to the change in service on philosophical grounds, rather than genuine concerns brought about by an inability to manage their waste. We are and will continue to assist the latter residents. However, we really should be celebrating the many residents who have adapted to the new service and for whom it is very much working. By and large, these residents are actually put off commenting on the continuous shouting of the few unhappy residents on Facebook, as they are then abused by those unwilling to change." You can read Councillor Wells' 6-page response in full at manxradio.com.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
Music streaming prices could rise significantly because of the difficulty in switching between platforms. The competition watchdog in the UK has warned the Competitions and Markets Authority said rates of switching between different music streaming platforms were very low, about 4% a month, which could allow platforms to raise prices as the industry matures. The CMA blamed the low switching rates on difficulties in moving personal playlists from one platform to another and the potential loss of playlists only found on certain platforms. And for a full daily market report, go to ramseycrookhall.com. Well, the next green challenge is to replace, guess what? Cement. As daily life alternatives to non-renewable energy are highlighted as a way forward to a green transformation, one building block to this transition comes top of the list. Well, the actual building block made from cement. Cement is responsible for 25% of all the carbon dioxide emissions from the construction industry and generates the biggest emissions per unit of revenue. A report by the global management consultants McKinsey says replacing the clinker material used in cement with green alternatives or using wood construction material can reduce up to 60% less carbon than steel and concrete. Yes, but when?
The Stock Market Report. brought to you by Ramsay Crookall.
UK and European markets closed fractionally lower after a choppy session. US stocks edged lower. Gold paired gains with Brent crude futures and US crude briefly turning negative and gold priced higher. The numbers now from Ramsay Crookall at the close in London. The FTSE 100 up 0.5% at 7,512. The DAX in Frankfurt down 0.2% at 14,355. In New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial is down 0.3% currently at 33,742. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index is down 0.5%, almost 0.6% currently at 10,987. And the S&P 500 down 0.4% at 3,948. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling trading at $1.198 and €1.15.8. In commodities, gold up just over 0.6% at $1,751 per troy ounce. And a barrel of Brent crude is up almost 2% at $84.71.
You've got an investment plan?
Yeah, Mike set it up.
But don't you need loads of money to do that?
Not this one. It's called Shearwater from Ramsay Crookall, and you pay in monthly as little as £100. So it's like saving regularly, really helping us invest in the future. For a house, well, the kids' education.
£100 a month? I could easily do that.
You should. The sooner you start, the better.
Invest in your future with as little as £100 a month. Shearwater from Ramsay Crookall, the island's investment specialist for 75 years. Call 717171 or visit ramsaycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
The Isle of Man in 30 minutes. Update on Manx Radio with Andy Wint.
Faster Mike, good evening. 13 minutes before 6 this Tuesday evening. Earlier this month, Manx Care stated bringing in car parking charges at Nobles Hospital was something being considered as part of an ongoing cost mitigation structure. So where does the Health Minister, Laurie Hooper, MHK, stand on the matter? He was questioned on the subject in House of Keys today.
This matter has been discussed a number of times, most recently with the previous Minister for Health and Social Care on the 21st of October. It will continue to be the subject of discussion as Manx Care develop detailed proposals and costings under the auspices of their cost improvement programme.
Which question, Mr. Morris?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and thank you, Minister, for that short but detailed answer. In terms of the current position, could the Minister confirm that Manx Care are actually looking into this as an active proposition and the current Minister is happy with that? Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
As I said, Mr. Speaker, this will continue to be a subject of discussion as Manx Care develop detailed proposals and costings under the auspices of their cost improvement programme.
Supplementary question, Mr. Morehouse.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and thank you, Minister. Given that it was last discussed under the auspices of the previous Minister, has the current Minister had any input into the current process? Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have not talked to Manx Care about this since my reappointment.
Final supplementary, Mr. Morehouse.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and thank you, Minister. In terms of the usage of the car park, there's been lots of questions asked about whether people use it to commute and various other things. In the past, there's been no indication that was happening. Has any recent assessment been carried out to see if that has changed since COVID? And in terms of the use by hospital staff, in the past, some have used the car park at the front of the hospital designated for visitors. Is that something that potentially could be an issue, or is that something that has been resolved already? Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Moved quite way off the question, which is about the introduction of a fee. But, Minister, if you have any information?
Unfortunately, I don't, Mr. Speaker.
Manx Radio Sport.
Fast am I, Rob Pritchard.
Fast am I. Good evening. We start this evening with powerlifting, and the Isle of Man's first ever international powerlifting squad has got off to a flying start at this year's Commonwealth Powerlifting Championships in New Zealand. In day one of the tournament yesterday in Auckland, the first to lift were the island's two youngest competitors, Tegan Lindsay and Izzy Morris. Both competed in the 52kg sub-junior class, with Tegan finishing first and Izzy second. Meanwhile, Sean Miller also got some good points on the board for the team later in the day in the 74kg. Category. Today has been a busy day for the Isle of Man, with 10 of their athletes involved in their respective divisions. We hope to bring news on the results from those soon. In Jiu-Jitsu, and Ireland Jiu-Jitsu competitors have taken an impressive medal haul during competition in Northwest England. Gracie Barrett, Isle of Man, put in a series of outstanding performances whilst taking part in the All-Stars BJJ Northern Pro event in Manchester. During the competition at the Wright Robinson College, Gracie Barrett went on to claim 7 gold medals and 7 silver medals. As a result, the Ireland squad finished second in the overall standings for the event. And in hockey, junior hockey teams from the Isle of Man have put in spirited performances once again in UK competition during the weekend. On Sunday, the under-18s boys, under-16s girls and under-14 boys took part in respective fixtures in the England Hockey Championships. In the Tier 2 knockouts, the under-18s boys put in a battling display to draw 3-3 with Bowden in regulation time, with Dom Hubble securing a hat-trick for the Manx side. Sadly, however, they were to eventually lose out to Bowden 4-3 on penalty strokes. Meanwhile, also in the Tier 2 knockouts, the under-16s girls took a dramatic victory over D-side Ramblers. The Manx side went on to win 3-2 on shuffles after a 2-2 draw in normal time, which saw goals from Evie Watterson and Penny Webster. Elsewhere, the under-14 boys took an emphatic win in the Tier 2 plate against Chester. The Ireland outfit claimed a 6-1 win over their Cheshire opponents, with two goals coming from Ollie Christian and finishes as well from Caleb Blakemore, Zach Hewness, George Lees and Robbie Verlerga.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Logan Ayres, inbound 5:25 from Manchester, came in 20 minutes late a couple of minutes ago. Next inbound is the 7:30 EasyJet from Gatwick. Then the 5:08 returning patient transfer Logan Ayres from Liverpool, all showing on time, as is the 8:05 Logan Ayres from London City. Outbound tonight, the 6 o'clock Logan Ayres patient transfer plane to Liverpool's delayed till about 6:15. Then your next outbound, EasyJet's 8:10 back to London Gatwick. On the roads, temporary lights at Ballaquane Road at the junction with Close Quayne in Peel for pavement repairs, and also still those temporary closures around East Quay and the Prom in Peel. Currently, the Prom's closed in Peel between Manx Utilities Pumping Station and Weatherglass Corner. A series of temporary closures of the Regaby West Road till June next year for water main replacement. Castle Street, Castle Towns, one way northbound for building work till the middle of April. At the bottom end of Lurgy Graws, closed for wall maintenance in Laxey. They've got some temporary lights on the old Laxey Hill junction with Lurgy Graw. In Douglas, narrow lanes and temporary pedestrian crossing on Victoria Street, and temporary three-way lights at the junction of Glen Crutchery Road and Victoria Road. They're taking away a phone box. And north of Port Eyre in Ballycullowy Road is closed for resurfacing.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre, with 1 year's free engine warranty from Castrol. Get more with Quayside.
The developer behind plans for more than 100 new eco-friendly homes in Jervey says work will start on the site in the very near future. Hartford Homes is currently finalising some technical approvals, which once in place will enable the project to happen. The report from Simon Richardson.
The plans for 117 dwellings include a mix of 2-, 3-, and 4-bedroomed homes on a site at Ballygarrigan. Hartford Homes say they're confident it will represent a true evolution in Manx home building. The development forms part of the company's launch commitment to supporting the island's community and biosphere with future-ready, sustainable housing. All properties will include air source heat pumps and solar panels as standard, and Hartford has worked closely with the Manx Wildlife Trust and with Isle of Play to plan a child-friendly space and play areas in the development. Earlier this year, Hartford Homes became the first local property developer to become a Biosphere Isle of Man partner. According to the company, several properties have already been sold off plan. An application to erect hoardings around the site has been submitted to the planning committee. Prices for the properties will start at £284,999, rising to £419,999.
If you have a news story for Manx Radio to investigate and report, email newsroom@manxradio.com or call 682 631 any time of day or night.
Don't know whether you caught the story about a heritage pub in Douglas is closing this week. Ockles Inns have announced the Bowling Green pub in Derby Road, Douglas, closes for the final time on Friday the 2nd of December. All members of the Bowling Green team have been offered roles across the organisation. The Bowling Green was built in 1873. So what happens if you have an issue with a rented property from a private landlord? Most people would contact the relevant people and the problem will be resolved. But is that the case for public sector housing? One listener has come to Manx Radio as a last resort because he's experiencing significant problems with his allocated property. Christian Jones spoke to Mr. Ford.
When it does warm up, it goes cold within 10 minutes. I've had serious drafts all around the place. I've had mould in the back bedroom. The wall was soaking wet. They'd done a test with a meter on it. That was never resolved. I had to go and buy an oil-filled radiator, which I left switched on for 14 months. basically I've just had drafts all around the house and it's just freezing cold. It was never investigated, so I made a formal complaint. They brought in a surveyor who went round and found problem after problem. They sorted that out in July finally of this year, but that was, what, 17 months after I first made the complaint. And now I've still got problems in the house and I don't know. They didn't want to do any more about it. I can't eat, I don't sleep, I just feel depressed all the time. Sometimes I just don't even wake up in the morning. I just want to go to bed and stay there. Because when I wake up, it starts again. And it's like living a nightmare, and it doesn't change.
Two key issues are the duty of care for the tenant, but also looking after the public housing stock. Housing's not being looked after in a sufficient way, but also the tenants being made to feel completely worthless and, yeah, abandoned. And I'm not sure why we've turned it into something that's so long-running and so hurtful for an individual. With the price of electricity and gas, we can't expect our tenants to be in that situation.
The DOI and Public Housing Board's reasons for declining and the subsequent quotes. For someone who's asthmatic, is taking antidepressants, and really can't see light at the end of the tunnel, is that a sufficient response?
No, I think we should be there resolving the issue. If you've had a MHK, an independent person, seeing the situation and saying, can this please be looked at, and it's still being put on hold, there are concerns. There does appear to be a willingness in housing to do something, but until we see something being done, it's not good enough.
That's it for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Siobhan Fletcher, producer Rhiann Evans. And if you're listening to this update as a podcast anywhere in the world at any time of day or night, thank you for making Update the Isle of Man's most subscribed to news podcast. Update and Manx Radio's other 63 series of podcasts are available on the new Amazon Music and Audible podcasting service, and still available at manxradio.com, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Audible, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Smart Speaker, or the TuneIn app. Be sure to subscribe. An update will appear automatically free of charge. Back tomorrow, 5:30.
WINT.